Hey, what's up, you fucking weirdos? It's your old pal Ian here. I'm feeling strong. I'm feeling good. And to tell you the truth, I'm in the nude. It's true. Who'd have thunk it? You could, when you record a podcast by yourself in your apartment, you can be naked. That's right. I don't know what it is. I have such a damn hard time. I love doing this, but it's just so much easier to do other stuff. And I was going to take a nap, but I just put some pants on, shorts. It's goddamn, can you believe it, world? It's like 100 degrees right now. And I was riding my bike today. Oh my God, what a lunatic, huh? I was riding my bike, staying hydrated. But I had to get from point A to point B, and the fucking trains were down. So, you know, what else am I going to do? Fucking walk? No. Whew, God damn. Got all sweaty. Felt good, but, I mean, Jesus. And I'll tell you the truth, I can only ride the bike in shorts right now because, boy, I got a new tattoo. That's right. It was a trip, man. I'll tell you, yesterday was my favorite tattoo parlor in all New York City is New York Adorned down on 2nd Avenue, like 3rd and 2nd. And I found out about them through a Bouncing Souls live album years and years and years ago. One of the guys, they're giving shout-outs. They go, New York Adorned! And years later, a buddy of mine ended up working there as like an apprentice or whatever. So I used to go there and hang a bit, and I always wanted to get tattooed there. And then, you know, I started to get back into getting tattoos. It is a waste of money, but it's an investment. It's, you know, it's weird, man. I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I save as much money as I can. But, you know, sometimes, you know, I allot money to certain things to treat myself, and I'm very good at spending money and then living without for a while to make up the money that I spent. And whatever, man. I got a total of 10 now. I love it. I love being covered by them, but you can't tell or see or notice when you look at me. I like that a lot. I like having a little secret, you know. And it's fun because I used to think the tattoos needed to mean something, you know, and that was when I was, you know, younger and everything. But now I just like a fucking pick something out, slap it on you. Why the hell not? You know, really, the tattoo means more for that period of your life than it does what it actually physically is. You know, it represents so much more than just the drawing of what it is. Like, this butterfly means that, you know, we're all in a cocoon, and some days we just find ourselves flapping our wings and flying away. It's like, shut up, Denise. Just say you fucking liked what it looked like. Who cares? God damn. I also do have a butterfly tattoo. Oh, shit. Can you believe it? I'm a piece of shit, and I fucking love it. Meow, meow, meow. Nah, man. Anyway, so the tattoo parlor's closing. It's been around since 96, closing, right? And they had a flash sale, which, you know, you can pick any of the tattoos that they designed, throw it up on the wall, and you get to, you don't know who it is, but the artist is one of the ex-tattooers. It's an alumni artist. So I went. I didn't have a plan to get a tattoo, and I just went to check it out, you know, because I like the shop. And I go in there, and I'm like, you know, fuck it. I'm in line. I'm early in the line. Why not? So I picked what I wanted, waited around a little bit. It wasn't that bad, you know, price-wise. And I ended up getting a skull with a mohawk, and underneath it says NYC. And it's like a very old American traditional style. It's really nice, filling out my right leg a little bit. I got it. This is cool. They had 5 tables set up, but then there were so many people there, they added a 6th. And they added a 6th table outside. while they were barbecuing and everything, and they go, hey, you're getting tattooed outside. I go, I wouldn't want to have it any other way. So I got tattooed by a shirtless dude named Todd Noble, who's got a shop in Fenwick Island, Delaware, and also up in Boston, Massachusetts. He's a great artist, man. Check him out on Instagram. I'm going to look up his little Instagram right now, because it's his work is really good. He put a little bit of his own spin on it, but I really like what he did. Hold on. God damn it. No, this is bad error. I just followed him. Oh, God damn. Okay, here we go. Uh-huh. Man. Up. Yep, here it is. Noble One. Noble and the number one on Instagram. Fucking dope. Right Coast Tattoo, Redemption Tattoo. Check him out if you're into tattoos, man. He was cool as hell. Really fun. And yeah, it was a nice way to spend a little Saturday. Enjoyed it. Went out, did shows, had three last night. Fucking goddamn, first was a backyard bar. Or no, I did Creek in the Cave from old buddy Danny St. Germain. I'm going to be opening for him up in August. It's going to be fun up in Boston if you're around. But yeah, it was fun, man. Did a show on a rooftop, did a show on a backyard barbecue. You know, can you believe it? Wild world, huh? And yeah, I'm addicted to tattoos. I want more. My left leg, I swear to God, I'm getting a deer with a crown of thorns, and underneath it says, Dear Jesus. Maybe I'll go down and get it from old Toddy Noble. Huh? No, I like Dan Bythewood, that he left New York Adorn now because it shut down now. He's at Fly Right Tattoo in Williamsburg. It was probably very boring for everyone that is around listening, but I don't care. It's my podcast, and I get to do and say what I want. But yeah, oh man, I'm so excited. Tonight I'm going to see David Tell and Jeff Ross at Village Underground. They're doing their bumpin' mic show, and it's going to be a real fun time. And I'm very excited. They actually came in the studio the other day at Sirius XM to film for their Netflix special, and I may have made it in there because Attell looked at me and goes, and what do you think, Gallagher 3? And that got a huge fucking laugh because it's true. And they filmed it, so we'll see. Might make it up in that little Netflix special. But, oh my God. I just saw a salacious text message. I came out back to smoke a cigarette. And to tell you, last weekend when I was home, I was recording my mom. And she, I was trying to talk to her and it just wouldn't work. So I'm going to play a couple of those clips. Then we're going to call Gail and see what she has to say. See if we can have a fun old time with Gail. I'm coming to you live from Delaware.
Ian.
We're here with Gail Fidance.
No.
Gail, how are you feeling?
Stressed to the max. You've been home.
What?
All day.
Stressed?
To
the max?
Yes.
Why?
Because you're home.
Because I'm home? But you don't like me being home?
I love it.
So then why are you so stressed?
Because you're home.
What are you getting into, Gail?
Ian, please turn that thing off.
Why?
Go eat your bruschetta while it's nice and warm, please. I work very hard to have that warm and
I know.
Freshly toasted. Go.
It looks so delicious, Mom.
Then go eat it now.
Well, I just wanted to ask you a couple questions first.
Yeah, later. Please.
Now, your favorite show on TV is Anthony Bourdain Parts Unknown, right?
Well, it was. I just started watching it like a couple months ago.
And then what happened?
He upped and died on me.
I know. Does that bum you out?
Yes.
Because he died, or because now you won't have more shows to watch?
Kind of both. I enjoyed the show.
What'd you like about his show?
I'll have a lot of reruns.
Yeah.
Ian, go!
No,
you're making me... I'm going to overcook this shrimp.
I'm seriously hungry. I'm hungry, but I'm more hungry for knowledge of Gail.
Go. Ian.
Yes?
Please. I don't want to overcook this shrimp.
All right. Can I ask you questions when we're eating?
Maybe.
Okay. All right.
I doubt it, but
Okay, this has been part one of Gale Finance time. We'll have part two soon. Any parting words, Gale?
Stop! Now!
That was a fun little eye into the familial relationship of Gale and Ian. Just some time at home eating scrimps. And now, let's give her a call on the phone, see what's up. What the hell are you doing, lady?
Hey.
Hey.
Are you hot enough yet?
Oh my god, it's ridiculous, huh?
Torture. I didn't tell you what happened Friday with Lucy.
What happened?
I mean, nothing real bad. Believe me, she's fine. I was out back with her Friday night. And I hear this crunching. I'm like, Lucy, what are you doing? And Winston had gotten a rabbit, and I know it wasn't there earlier, 100%. It must have been in that sun all day. It was covered with flies and maggots. And guess who was eating it? I had to rip her away from it. She loved it.
So Lucy was eating a fly and maggot covered
rabbit leg? Leftover rabbit leg.
Ooh.
Oh my god, Ian. I scrubbed her mouth out with those disinfectant wipes.
What? You can't put disinfectant. That's got bleach in it, Mom.
Well, it's better than eating maggots and flies.
No, it's not. You can't put bleach in a dog's mouth.
I rinsed it out.
Jesus Christ, Mom.
Ian, this thing, I could not get rid of the fly. You should see this big patch in the yard that's dead. I know it'll never come back. Oh, the guts that I picked up.
Mom, did she swallow any of the bleach?
No, it's just a little wipe, Ian. And I rinsed it before I put it in her mouth. Don't worry.
Mom, you can't put disinfectant wipes in a dog's mouth.
Oh, but she can eat maggots and flies and rotten rabbit legs.
Well, it's
out in the heat all day long.
It's not a mat. It's as long as.
I rinsed the disinfectant wipe before I put it in her mouth, and I squeezed it out. I just rubbed her teeth down with it.
Huh?
I just rubbed her teeth down with it.
Jesus Christ.
Ian.
She's still alive?
No. My mother killed her with a disinfectant wipe.
I wouldn't be surprised. Jesus Christ.
Oh, don't worry about this huge patch in our backyard and your mother having to pick up maggots with a baggie and flies flying all over and they wouldn't go away. They kept coming back and coming back.
Uh-huh.
I had to finally pour Clorox all over the lawn.
What? Why would you pour Clorox all over the lawn? No wonder there's a huge patch.
I know! The things wouldn't die. The flies wouldn't go away.
They'll go away after a while once you get rid of the rabbit carcass.
I got rid of the rabbit carcass.
How long did you wait?
Ian, the thing had to have been there all day when I was at work.
I know, but when you got rid of it, how long did you wait before you poured bleach all over the lawn?
Well, first I spray this all-natural flea and tick spray that I have for the girls that I just spray around in Winston's man cave.
Uh-huh.
And that didn't do anything.
Right, but
then
how...
And then what? And then I sprayed another bug spray that you spray on bushes, and that didn't do anything.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I had to bring in.
Well, how long did you wait in between? You know, that stuff takes a while to seep in, and it's not... The stuff that you're spraying isn't toxic to the point where it would kill them on sight. It has to take a while to seep in, and then they eventually die.
And they just flying away, and then they all came back, and... they come right back, and...
Jesus Christ.
And the maggots were, like, spreading like wildfire.
Mom.
I left those in the lawn. I didn't want any stuff coming back. Then have Lucy eat it again. It was horrible hearing Lucy crunch, and I get up, and she's got a bunny leg in her mouth that's covered with flies and maggots, and I look down, and it's like, oh, my.
Were they crawling in her hair and stuff, or was it just on the rabbit?
Well, I'm sure she swallowed some of it. It was on the rabbit leg. Those maggots and flies hang on like...
You know people eat maggots in other countries as a delicacy? It's more harmful for you to put a bleach disinfectant cloth in the dog's mouth than it is for her to eat maggots.
I love when I share stories with you.
I'm just saying, next time, call me.
Yeah, in between Lucy swallowing these giant
I know,
flies
but it's
and
better,
maggots.
It's better than panicking.
It was rotten, Ian. I thought it would make her sick.
Oh, God, I love you, Mom.
She didn't want to give up the damn rabbit leg. She loved it. You should have heard. I heard this crunching. And I'm like, what the hell? I get up. Because it was like right over the edge of the patio. Like a foot away.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God, Ian. I was so grossed out.
How big is...
That went...
How?
Winston.
Oh, he got a rabbit, huh?
Oh, he's got to stop this.
But you know why cats do that? Why they get animals?
I know, because they love me.
Yes, it's a present. It's a gratitude thing.
All right, so if this happens again, I'll just say, "Oh, Lucy, you're dining on the delicacy."
Yeah.
You just go ahead and do that. Your daddy said not for me to interfere.
Yes. They're animals. You can't help them be animals.
I was a very bad grandmother.
I love how
Look
you call.
Look up all the maggots. All the thousands of maggots. Oh, don't forget the flies. Oh, you can't forget the flies because the flies are sticking on the maggots.
Oh, you can't forget the flies. Oh, my God. Oh, Mom, what are we going to do, huh?
I should have taken a picture.
Yeah.
Crunch, I'm hearing. I'm like, what the? And I knew it was Winston wasn't out there.
They can't live in water. Just drench them in water.
And it was dead. It was rotten, moldy, ripped apart. It was a loose rabbit leg. It was detached with grossness hanging off. Oh, my God. I picked up, I guess, what's the thing that looks like worms all squished together, the kidney or the liver or...
Right.
Oh, my God. Oh, Ian, it...
That means Winston loves you.
Oh, thanks, Ian, just like you.
He's such a lovey cat. He wanted to bring
back a gift.
Yeah,
you're such a loving son. Look how annoying both of you are.
I know. When I'm annoying, that's how I show I love you.
Great.
Yep.
Oh, and it was the... I couldn't even talk about it. You know, maggots multiply thousands at a time, seconds at a time.
Uh-huh. Thousands at a time, seconds at a time, huh?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
They were multiplying right before my very eyes. They were multiplying on this rabbit leg that Lucy had hanged. And she wouldn't give it up, man. She loved it. And you know Lucy, she's so well behaved.
Oh, Mom, guess who just walked in? Jared.
Hey, Gail.
Oh, hi, Jared. I love that picture you guys the other night.
It was an amazing night. It was very special for all of us to watch Ian up there. It was really cool.
Isn't that something? Oh, it was so nice to see you kids together.
Yeah, it was really cool. You should be very proud of him.
Oh, I am. Thank you.
Jared, I have a question.
Are you hollering at me now, though?
I'm not hollering at you. You're a smart man.
Thank you.
If a dog, if there's a rabbit leg that a cat eats, and then the dog is eating it, and it has maggots and flies on it, what's worse for the dog? The maggots and flies, or to get its mouth scrubbed out with a Clorox bleach disinfectant wipe?
I don't know, man. This is probably above my pay grade. What's worse?
Can you guess which one I did?
Yeah. What do you think?
He's trying to tell me maggots are a delicacy.
Yeah, I think the maggots are fine. You just let the dog eat the maggots. And well, not let it, but you just say, you know, don't eat the maggots. You already did, yeah. She says you got to grab its mouth and scrub it with bleach. What do you think? We need a deciding factor.
It was chewing on the rabbit leg with guts hanging off, and attached to that were maggots and flies.
My mom said the maggots are multiplying thousands per second.
They were. That's how quickly.
Jared and Trish are no longer interested. They've begun to make breakfast. I think I have to take this conversation elsewhere, Mom.
Ian.
Yes.
Ian.
I
saved your life.
Jared thought you just called me idiot.
No. You have friends for that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well,
I'm glad you saved the dog's life, Mom. Thank you.
Well, thank you. That's all I needed to hear. I'm happy now.
That you're a hero?
Yep.
Well, I appreciate
you. I saved my granddaughter's life.
Well, follow up with her, Mom. Make sure that she doesn't get sick or anything from that bleach.
Ian, it happened Friday. She's fine. No, I'm not going to follow up with her. Oh, do you think that's why she's laying on her back with all four legs up? I was wondering. Maybe I better follow up on it. All right, I have to go. Love you.
All right. I love you, Mom.
Bye.
All right, you're the best.
Oh, Lucy, come here. Oh, you can't move? Oh, I should have followed up on you earlier. I have to go. Bye.
Ah, love you, Mom. Bye.
Love you, too.
Bye. Well, there it is, folks. Another one in the books. That one was particularly fun because it was with my good old mom. That's right, Gail. You can't beat her. And if you did, I'd fucking kill you. Get it? Ha. We like to have fun here at Ian Finance's Wild World. That's right. And I had fun today. I really did. It was a nice, fun little time being a nudge at home with her. And then, my God, that phone call. Jesus Christ. I gotta go home to Delaware and just make sure she don't
start brushing the dog's teeth with the OxyClean or something. I don't know. But, hey, I mentioned it earlier. My God. I went to the Dave Attell, Jeff Ross, Bump and Mike show, the final taping for their Netflix special. Jesus Christ. Jeff Ross goes out into the crowd. First of all, it was amazing. It was at the Comedy Cellar's Village Underground. Such a good time. We went, hung out, had a blast. So funny. I cannot wait for this special to come out. It is going to be so fucking good. Jeff Ross goes in the crowd, and on the special, he sees me. He goes, "Hey, Ian." "Hey, Jeff." And at the end, they invited all the comics that were hanging out to come up on the stage at the cellar to celebrate the last show, the final taping, the end of the special taping. And he asked all the comics to come up, and he started naming comics. And he goes, "Ian, get up here." And so everyone's pushing me to go, "Go, go. He said your name. You gotta go." So I ran up on stage, and I got to be on stage at the end of the special for the Netflix taping. Can you believe it? Oh, my God. And to tell you the truth, we showed up at 9:50 for the 10 o'clock taping, and I didn't know it, but we caught the tail end of the 8 o'clock. The next one didn't start till around 11. I wanted to leave. I wanted to go home. I wanted to go to bed. I was a little tired boy. I rode my bike in the heat. We decided to stay, and oh my God, it was so worth it and so fun and such a good time and so inspiring just watching these two dudes who've been doing comedy forever just be masters of just quickness, fucking cleverness, cutting, biting. Paul Rudd was there. It was amazing. 5-star review. Can't beat it. And what else you can't beat is coming to see me live. That's right. Or donating to my Patreon. That's right. Yeah, patreon.com/IanFidance. Donate what you can. I'd appreciate it. More than anything, I'd appreciate you coming out to see me live. Because that's where the magic happens, baby. That's right. And I'm a little fucking magician. Abracadabra, bitch. Come out, see me live. IanFidance.com. It's always a good time. And I'd love for you to say hi. This is coming out on Monday tonight. I'm at 131 Berry Street for Better Days. I mean, the lineup is stacked, Jack. I mean, it's really something. Seton Smith, Keith Robinson, Bonnie McFarlane, Gary Goldman, and little old me, Ian fucking Fidance. That's right, baby. Tomorrow night, Tuesday, July 3rd, I'm at Old Man Hustle, 8 o'clock, Stand Up New York, 8:45, in the Comedy Cellar at 10:05. Y'all should come out if you're in town. Wednesday, I'm hosting Stand Up New York for the 4th of July show. Thursday the 5th, I'm at Fresh Out, UCB East. Friday, I'm at Live from Outer Space, Cobra Club in Brooklyn. That's one of my favorite shows in town. And Saturday, I'm at Mud Guts Comedy Show right on Graham Ave in my neighborhood. Come out, say hi, 8 p.m. And Sunday, I'm taking the night off, bitch, because I'm going to be a tired little fella. That's right. IanFidance.com for dates. If you want me to come to a town that you live in, hit me up and we'll set it up. And I don't give a fuck. I'll go wherever, hang out, drink blood, praise Christ, enjoy every sandwich. I fucking love you.